This is Ozarks at Large. Last month, the unemployment rate fell below 7% for the first time in 5 years. Dr. Michael Pacco is UALR's chief economist with the Institute for Economic Advancement, and he has also been a research economist at the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis. Pacco told Talk Business Arkansas's Roby Brock that Arkansas has been on a roll the past 6 months.
Let's talk about what's been happening with employment and unemployment in Arkansas. Very interesting, really, when you look at the last 3 to 6 months. We had this magical barrier that we seemed to break through in the March numbers that came out. Unemployment below 7% for the first time in 61 months, more than 5 years. How significant is that? And is that number, 7%, something symbolic, or is it meaningful?
Well, the number itself is really symbolic, but the trend you're referring to is something real, and it's, we really appear to have turned the corner. You know, as the data were coming in a few months ago, it was becoming increasingly apparent that we were really stuck in a rut here in Arkansas. The unemployment rate was in the range of 7.5%. Payroll employment was going nowhere, really from about the summer of 2011 through the summer of 2013. But the past 7 months, really the breaking point was last August, we've seen a sequence of very positive employment reports. The unemployment number of unemployed has come down every month since then. The number of employed has gone up. Cumulatively, the number of employed is up over 16,000, and the number of unemployed down 10,000. And of course, the unemployment rate has come down from 7.8 to 6.9%. So that really is a breakthrough in getting out of that rut that the Arkansas economy appeared to have been in for a couple of years there.
But now, despite that improvement over the last 6 months, we're still not near where we were prior to the recession and some of the problems that we had in the years subsequent to that.
Yeah, unfortunately, in terms of payroll employment, we've added some 37,000 jobs since the trough of the recession, so we're making progress. But we're still about 17,000 to 18,000 jobs short of where we were when the recession began. And of course, the labor force population has grown since then. So in order to really get caught up to where we should be, we're still a long way away from getting there.
Is it possible that we're not tracking all of the data that could be contributing to the employment numbers in the state of Arkansas, and that there's a lot of startup and entrepreneurial activity anecdotally that we hear about, that we see? That's not necessarily reflected in those numbers, is it?
That's always the source of some uncertainty, is that when new firms are coming into play, those new jobs aren't necessarily initially reflected in the jobs numbers. They get picked up eventually, but it's one of those sources of revisions in the data. Also, the payroll numbers don't capture the number of self-employed persons. So if people are starting up their own businesses, hanging out the shingle on their own, then we might not be picking that up in the immediate data as well.
Let's flip a conversation that's going on at the state and national level right now is raising the minimum wage. We've got a state minimum wage effort. There's been some push nationally for a federal minimum wage effort. Those are two different initiatives. What's the impact of raising the minimum wage? Does it help put more money into the economy in terms of consumer spending? And does it, I guess at the same time, does it also hurt employers who are not going to hire because of higher wages?
Well, you know, minimum wage laws are popular because they're well-intentioned, and you can see the direct benefits. They're pretty clear. But as an economist, I think it's really incumbent upon me to look at the costs, both the hidden costs and the explicit costs. And I think one point you raised is that the money just doesn't come out of the sky. It doesn't grow on trees. That when you end up transferring money to minimum wage workers, it comes from somewhere else. That could be in the form of higher prices for the products we pay for. It could be lower wage increases for other workers. It could be less hiring of other low-skilled workers. And that's one of the problems that economists often focus on, is that if the minimum wage is increased, it prices very low-skilled workers out of the market in the first place. And these are the young, inexperienced workers who are just trying to get their foot in the door, trying to get a start in the job market. And those are the ones who are most likely to be adversely affected. And you know, you look at the unemployment rate among 16 to 19-year-olds, many of the recipients of minimum wage jobs, that's 1 in 3 are unemployed right now, among those that are even looking. So it's not really a demographic that we want to hurt even more.
Dr. Michael Pacco is the chief economist at UALR's Institute for Economic Advancement. He recently spoke with Roby Brock, with our content partner Talk Business and Politics. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.org.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.